We're keeping a very close eye on the situation in California, where a brush fire has apparently jumped I-15 in a canyon about 2 hours outside of Los Angeles.
It's an incredibly dangerous situation. Several cars have burned as a result, and traffic is stopped on the freeway. ABC News and the LA Times are reporting that firefighters had to abandon their airdrops on the fire because someone was operating a small drone in the area.
It's not the first time that's happened either. The problem has caught the attention of wildland firemen across the country. Here in Utah, Jason Curry with the State Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands says it has to stop.
We've had, over the last few years, a real boom in drones. People are able to get these things, able to take aerial photos. But in California, two firefighting operations had to shut down their aerial firefighting operations just because someone was up in the air with a drone, compromising the safety of the operation. That's our policy. If you fly, we can't. Please keep those drones off wildfire areas. I know it may be enticing to go and want to take pictures, but so far this year, if it's any indication what we've seen in California, people are feeling pretty free with those things, but they are an incredible danger as we do fly pretty low with our helicopters and our fixed-wing aircraft. You want to put that on your Facebook or your YouTube. You know, it's great to get some good shots, but don't compromise the safety of our firefighters or our ability to effectively do the job out there when we're using those aerial operations. Sometimes they come in very quickly. We can call them on a moment's notice and have them flying quite low. If one of those were to get sucked into the intake of an aircraft, helicopter, fixed wing, whatever it is, or have a collision, it could spell disaster.
And it appears that disaster could happen on the ground as well. If what's happening at Cajon Pass in California right now is any indication, we're keeping an eye on the situation, and we will bring you any breaking updates as we get them.
Some incredible video we're seeing of this fire that is just taking over a large semi-truck right now is in flames.